The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. When 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. The Gospel of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, on behalf of St. Paschal Community, Happy New Year to all of you, and God's blessings to you in the new year ahead. And January 1st is always feels a fresh start, a new year ahead. And it's also brings us to the seventh day after the celebration of Christmas. And so this is a nice way to make a connection between the Blessed Mother, who we honor today in her title as Mary, Mother of God, a nice connection between Mary and her son, Jesus. We always connect mothers and their children. We have a natural desire when a baby is born to find out, well, how is the baby doing? And then probably the next question is, how is the mother doing? So we have a natural human way that we're concerned, and we have a love for both mothers and children. And we know the strong bond between mothers and children that they have for during those 9 months of pregnancy as mothers carry their child, caring for the child and thinking and loving and maybe even speaking to the child within the womb so that the baby can hear the mother's voice. There's so many deep bonds of love, protection, nurturing between a mother and her child. And so that brings us as a nice way to think about and to ponder how Mary, the Blessed Mother, the different events of her life, the way that she was related her whole life to God and was open to God's will. And it brings us in a growth of our faith in Jesus to love his mother and to think about her and to honor her and give her respect. In the Gospel reading this morning, we hear how the shepherds come to Bethlehem. They come to witness this amazing event as they enter the stable there and see the infant lying in the manger there. They see everything fulfilled just as the angels told them. And I'm sure the amazement and wonder they carry with them back to their work, because it says they returned, they were glorifying and praising God. And so I'm sure this event probably touched them their whole life, that they could encounter the newborn Son of God. Mary continues to ponder these things in her heart, all these mysteries as they have played out. And as Mary is loved by Christians throughout the ages, she has this very special title, the Mother of God. And we may say that title pretty easily. It's a well-known title, and it's actually the oldest title given to Mary, and today's feast day is the oldest feast day in the Church's history to honor the Blessed Mother. But when you look at some of the history behind that phrase, the Mother of God, it took a few hundred years before it was formally taught by the Church that this was an appropriate title for Mary. And lest I get too deep in the weeds of a theological explanation, I'll just refer you maybe to your reading in your spare time, to the councils of Nicaea, the Council of Ephesus, and the Council of Chalcedon. These councils met, the leaders of the church, guided by the Holy Spirit. They first established the belief that Jesus was fully God and fully man. We call this the mystery of the incarnation. So Jesus has two natures. He has a human nature and a divine nature, but he is one person. These two natures are united in the one person of Jesus. And that's a simple sentence, but that took about 300 years to figure out and to define, and it's still a mystery. Once we've established the belief that Jesus is one person with two natures, to say that Mary is the mother of Jesus, you're saying that she is the mother of God. And it's not that Mary comes before God and gives birth to Jesus's divinity. Mary is mother of God because according to the flesh, she gave birth to Jesus. And that phrase, according to the flesh, is very particular and very specific. To say too much more, I'm going to be here for about another half hour trying to explain it. Best just to say that what we believe about Jesus being truly God, we can say Mary is truly the mother of God because she is the mother of Jesus. And we honor her. We honor her with this title because as mother of God, she brings us the Savior. And Jesus, we grow closer to Jesus as we honor and get to know and form a relationship with his mother. I'd use this example. If I'm a friend of yours and I get to know you, that's a good thing, and we probably have a direct relationship. We talk, we get to know each other, we have a good friendship, and we communicate and spend time with each other, and we have a good friendship. Now, if I had the opportunity to meet your mother, and I said, wow, I can get to know a whole nother dimension of you by getting to know your mother. I can find out some things about you from when you were little. I can form a friendship with your mother, and you would probably say, that's a good thing, unless you find out too many stories about me that I don't want you to know. But getting to know somebody's mother helps you to relate to that person in an enriched way, a deeper way. And I think that's, for Christians throughout the centuries, that's a way that we relate to Jesus. As we relate to his mother Mary, she doesn't take us away from Jesus. In fact, I think she enriches and deepens our friendship with Jesus as we ponder her life, as we think about the events that she experienced, as we maybe put ourselves in her place and think, well, what would I have been experiencing if I was in that position? And as we get to know the Blessed Mother through prayer, through friendship, through her intercession, I really think that deepens our relationship with her son, Jesus. So we don't worship Mary. We honor her, we love her, we get to know her, and I think that allows us to better worship and adore her son, Jesus. The Holy Father, Pope Francis, in his homily today for the Feast of Mary, the Mother of God, said, "To be amazed, that is what is asked of us today at the conclusion of the octave of Christmas, as we continue to contemplate the child born for us. As amazement is what we should feel at the beginning of each year, for life is a gift that constantly gives us a chance to make a new start. Today is also a day to be amazed by the Mother of God. God appears as a little child. God is no distant Lord, dwelling in splendid isolation above the heavens. God is love incarnate, born like us of a mother, in order to be a brother to each of us, to be close to us. God rests on the lap of his mother, who is also our mother, and from there he pours out upon humanity a new tenderness. Especially in times of need, when we are entangled by life's knots, we rightly lift up our eyes to Our Lady, to our mother. We should let ourselves be gazed upon by Our Lady. When she gazes upon us, she does not see sinners, but children. As she gazes upon us, she says, 'Take heart, dear children, here I am, your mother.' A world that looks to the future without a mother's gaze is short-sighted. It may well increase its profits, but it will no longer see others as children. It will make money, but not for everyone. We all dwell in the same house. The human family is built upon mothers. A world in which maternal tenderness is dismissed as mere sentiment may be rich materially, but poor where the future is concerned. The Mother of God teaches us to see life with God's love. And in the journey of life, let us allow ourselves to be taken by the hand. Mothers take their children by the hand and lovingly introduce them to life. But how many children today wander off on their own and lose their way? Thinking they are strong, they get lost. Thinking they are free, they become slaves. How many, forgetting a mother's affection, live in anger with themselves and indifference to everything? How many, sad to say, react to everything and everyone with bitterness and malice? We need to learn from mothers that heroism is shown in self-giving, strength in compassion, wisdom in meekness. Jesus himself gave Mary to us. From the cross, Jesus said, "Behold your mother." He said this to the beloved disciple and to every disciple. Our Lady is not an optional accessory. She has to be welcomed into our life. She is the Queen of Peace, who triumphs over evil and leads us along paths of goodness, who restores unity to her children, and who teaches us compassion.